The Inquirer trumpeting that John Edwards beat Elizabeth.
Oh,
that's
really?
What the Bloid is trumpeting now.
I think she made it up. I bet you anything she made it up. She's cuckoo.
Well, there is a counterclaim that she beat him.
I believe that.
And this latest,
I believe that before I believe he beat her.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
she's crazy.
She's that wretched.
I mean, just the politician and the voicemails, and we heard some of them. They've been playing it.
Yeah.
She is cuckoo. She's a nut job.
And I hate to say it. I know there's all this sympathy for her, or there was. I'm sure there still is. I mean, nobody would wish what happened to her on anyone. But
he's the one. I mean, her own husband. He couldn't care less about her cancer. Never did give a damn about her.
No, they talked about what it would do for him in the polls.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all she cared about was getting him into that office no matter what anyway.
She wanted to be first lady.
Yeah.
And you remember when they stayed in the race and people thought, boy, that's... I can stay in the race.
Oh, it was unheard of.
They won't even be together.
And now, look at them. They're just white trash idiots. Beat each other up.
Wait, we got some audio of John. I believe this is John.
Oh. I'm not really no woman beater type of dude. Oh. Now, I will lay my goon hand down. If I have to keep going over the same thing over and over again, I am going to pull it on back for a comb her head. You know what I mean?
Wait, I'm not
sure. It doesn't sound nearly as charming as
you
used
what?
To.
That might not be. I think this is John.
I have never hurt a bitch unless she had it coming to it.
That sounds more like him.
I think that's him. Near the southern.
That's closer, yeah.
One more.
You don't think so?
No, is it more this one?
All right, maybe it's this guy. We've got one of these is John. Yeah. That's all I know.
$1,000 a day, one bitch. That's what I counted at, right? One bitch. So if I got two holes, three holes, times that by two or three. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm making more money than the president.
That could be. Is he running some whores? I mean, I know
he
needs money.
Need to label this stuff better.
One of these two for sure.
Wow.
All right. One. This is the last one. If this isn't him, forget it.
Okay.
Listen, be quiet, bitch. Can you be quiet one time? Just be quiet one time and listen. God damn.
That could, you know, just one more. This is really sloppy record keeping, by the way. We've got to do a much better job of this.
The labeling
professional.
Is just half-assed.
Pathetic.
For sure?
Somebody's going to go.
For sure.
Somebody's going to go if one of these is not John.
There is a time in life that is necessary, or it can be necessary to hit anybody. Right. Contrary to that about a man should never hit a woman under any circumstances, that's bullshit.
That sounds a lot like him to me.
I'm pretty sure that's
it. That sounds very close to him.
Unless it's this.
Believe it or not, as much as a person said they hate to be whooped, it's women that thought you didn't love her if you didn't whoop her.
Okay, one of those is John Edwards. That's all I can say.
The funniest logic.
My apologies. Listen, you think that's him, Trudy?
Yeah, I think that is him, for sure.
Believe it or not, as much as a person said they hate to be whooped, it's women that thought you didn't love her if you didn't whoop her.
Yeah.
All right, John
Edwards. Is it a crisis of whether she loved him, he loved her?
Boy, that's strange.
I'm sorry. You understand? So why are you opening up your mouth right now? Everybody thinking, you know what I mean? We just making hoes do this and making hoes do that.
I think that's
it. We ain't making hoes do a goddamn motherfucking thing. Yeah, we just introducing them to this and making sure they gonna do this right. You understand me? So we can be professional and live like a motherfucking king.
If that's not him, it's gotta be this.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
He did want to live like a king.
Yeah, he was living like a king. That kind of, when you consider his money, that sounds more like it.
Unless it's this.
And when you whoop her, you got to whoop her like you're trying to kill her to convince her that she should be dead when she begged your daddy, please don't kill me like you said you
would. John would not. He would not say something like that. This is outrageous. I don't know.
Most everybody that I see this with this is something like myself, black man. I don't think the mother races had a charisma.
That could be it. I know he's. You know, he's always been very involved with minorities and you know, those kind of issues. Mm. So,
You know, I'm going to be making the bitch go to work every day, not just on the weekend, every day. And put some of them fives on top of some of them sixes, on top of some of them eights, on top of some of them elevens, you know what I mean? And stack it up and, you know, let me see my money grow.
What is that, Mark? Mm. You think it might be this other one?
Yeah, I think this is Andrew Young gave this to us, a phone call that because he saved all the phone calls from Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is her?
I don't know if this adds any insight, yeah.
Wow. Well, that'd be, I mean, I would like to hear from her in the midst of all of this.
Yeah.
Whichever
the other party.
Whichever one is John. Again, we apologize. Oh, pretty unprofessional here, not being able to identify these actualities.
Hold on, let me see what bitch that is. Okay, this is a bitch here right now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bitch, what's happening? Yeah, bitch, I told you. I already know what you're trying to say, bitch. Yeah, bitch, only thing you do, bitch, is just go to work, handle my business, get my money, don't give me no problem, and everything gonna be all right.
Was that the call Elizabeth made?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's got to be John.
John, yeah.
Who else would be answering his phone? I mean, if it's Elizabeth. Because I don't think she's doing anybody else.
That's what we know of.
Some instruction. I don't know.
What
is John? I think that's from John, right? That's another call.
If we can't narrow this down a little more than this, somebody's going to be fired by the end of the show. That's all I can say. That's
when I
get ridiculous.
Up, the first thing I do, I take me a shower, wash my face, brush my motherfucking teeth. I got to do my hair and all that kind of motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I got to get dressed. I got to smell good and everything. It takes me 2 to 3 hours to get dressed because it's lights, camera, and action. You know what I'm saying?
That is him.
That's John.
That's for sure him.
Finally.
Yeah. He has to his hair. And
Very spends a lot
appearance.
Of time on his hair. Unless
very
it's this.
Listen, be quiet, bitch. Can you be quiet one time? Just be quiet one time and listen.
That's not it?
God damn.
This last one was about one of his staffers wanted a day off or something. I don't know.
All right, I don't know what else to do.
I'm pretty sure
to play it.
Bitch asked me because you take Mother's Day off the other day. I asked her for what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she got a baby, but she got a pimp to pay too, though.
That could be it. She's got small children.
Oh my God.
Wait, is this for a new cut?
That's the last one.
Okay, thank God. This the last one. You swear this is the last one? Promise.
Promise.
Drew and Mike show promise.
Drew and Mike show,
which means nothing.
You're gonna react accordingly, right? You're gonna cut that bitch's head, right? Cutting her head back to the fat meat if she disrespect me.
It can't be John. No way.
I don't know.
I mean,
I think the lights, camera, action sounded like him, like big time to me.
Yeah, I agree. Which one's the lights, camera, action at 5?
That's got my vote so far.
Yeah, I think so.
The last one, the audio, I mean, it sounded like his voice, but I just can't believe he'd say something like that.
Yeah, lights, camera, action makes all the sense.
Well, she might have had a little fat meat back there.
So I mean, it was
the guy could definitely do a great John Edwards impersonation, but I don't think it's John Edwards. He wouldn't say that.
When I get up, the first thing I do, I take me a shower, wash my face, brush my motherfucking teeth. I got to do my hair and all that kind of motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I got to get dressed. I got to smell good and everything. It takes me 2 to 3 hours to get dressed because it's lights, camera, and action. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. And I know what you're saying.
That sounds like him.
What? There's another one? Jesus. This is Edwards or Elizabeth?
I think it's Edwards. Talking about
this is John Edwards then.
Talking about Elizabeth.
A funky, once a month bleeding, dirty down bitch. That's what she is.
Wow. Man.
Now this is an absolute Drew and Mike show.
That's over the line. That's over the line.
You guys remember this from the campaign.
Drew and Mike show promise or not?
Drew and Mike show promise. In 5.
I was going to play. I didn't really have to get prepared or anything. You know, I didn't just put banana peels on both heels and slip into this game. I was born in this game, you know. And, you know, all I had to do was be there. The show didn't start until I got there anyway.
The show didn't start. Lights, camera, action. I think those two, if we compare those two voices, I think we have two Edwards.
Legitimate Edwards cuts.
Okay. Wow.
Well, seems like
wow.
It.
I was a little nervous when you made a Drew and Mike show promise, and I didn't think it was him at first.
Well, I'll take another one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's this? This is John again?
Yeah.
Drew and Mike show promise?
Promise.
Okay.
The bitch got to learn fast. If the bitch was a special ed student in school, you know what I mean, and it took her a long time to learn, you know what I mean, the bitch might pick up slow. It's like working at McDonald's with the Peter Pan hat on flipping burgers for a living. The first day you go
sounds
in there,
like
you know, you might make the filet fish. It might take 10 minutes. Give it a week, you're going to be flipping the motherfucker behind your back. A real bitch going to take to it like a fist to water.
He's got away with words.
Yeah.
You can hear the southern accent clearly.
That was where he was on. Yeah, he was... Wow.
Awesome.
That's insightful.
Well, at least we got what we were looking for.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. And the rest is in the Enquirer, so.
Sorry about
problem.
That mix-up on that last actuality.
Well, you know what? As long as we got to the bottom of it.
We have to narrow that down a little more carefully before. We shouldn't be doing that on the air. That should be taking place in the production studio, please,
no
for future reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's come to our attention that since mid-November, a very sick radio competitor of ours has been guaranteeing non-stop Christmas music. Last we checked, Christmas falls on the 25th of December. We can only speculate as to why a station that bills itself as being nice would choose to torture its listeners. They could be infiltrated by Al-Qaeda members hoping to simply burn people out on both Christmas music and eventually on Christianity. Perhaps they've spent so many years trying to be nice to their listeners that behind the scenes they hate them and are subliminally seeking to eliminate them one by one. Or maybe they're disgusted by the lack of quality pop Christmas selections and they plan to play them, and play them until they're so burned out, people refuse to listen to Christmas music until good new selections are written and produced. Or they think Detroiters actually want to hear the same old tired Christmas selections for six straight weeks, and hence they increase listenership and ratings. Again, we can only speculate, but until they acknowledge their sickness, we urge you not to enable such twisted behavior by listening. And we'll add our own guarantee. WRIF guarantees we will not play non-stop Christmas music until immediately prior to the anniversary of the birth of the baby Jesus. And in the weeks prior, we'll rock your balls off and only occasionally sprinkle in a Christmas classic. That's our guarantee. This method paid for by the Committee for the Understanding of the True Meaning and Christmas Holiday and the Amendment of WRIF Radio.